When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We used to ride, baby, ride around in limousines.
Hey, I say, good whiskey women, they can drop you to your knees.
Let's see it.
Come on, baby, stay.
Welcome to the All Things Blues and Southern Rock Podcast, a southern storm of bold, liberating rock, shot through with blues, soul, and gospel. And now, your hosts for the show, Brian Jones and Jason Johannes.
Welcome to another episode of the All Things Blues and Southern Rock Podcast, now on Pantheon Podcast, where you get to hear a lot of other great podcasts like The Hook Rocks with our buddy Jay Scott and many others. And Jason is going to tell you about a few of those.
I will say, one, Hook Rocks, they just had their 400th or their 4-year anniversary and had Anita Strauss on the latest episode. It's really good. Check it out. You want to know about the other bands? Go to pantheonpodcast.com. That's a whole list on there. You'll find a lot of good ones to like and follow. And please like, follow, and subscribe to our podcast as well. What's going on, Brian?
Not much. You know, I've been thinking lately about blues festivals that I haven't been to, because in this area, there's the Fargo Blues Fest, and I'll go to that. I've, when I lived in Duluth, Minnesota, I'd go to Bayfront. But I've been like trying to find different festivals, like especially ones where you could, a guy could camp out and have their little, my freaky little site there and the banner and all that. There's one in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, coming up here at the end of the month, called Prairie Dog Blues Festival. Out in eastern Pennsylvania, there's one called the Briggs Family Farm Blues Festival. There's a couple in Montana that are I'm escaping the names of right now, but I'm just very interested and kind of itching to get out there and maybe actually do like a night or two of tent camping. I think I'm a little too old to go any more than a couple nights in a tent, but
my back went and put up with it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, and I've seen some in your area, anything that you want to shout out to festivals, blues festivals in the Ohio region.
Yeah. And you'll hear about it here with our guests, but the Big Bend Blues Festival in Pomeroy, Ohio, which started by two people, one of which is Yorma from Jefferson Airplane, and another guy you'll hear us talk a little bit about who does amplifications. That's really, we've got like a Jazz and Ribs Fest in Columbus. Gahanna, which is a suburb of Columbus, just had a blues festival. Our friend Aaron Coburn was headlining it, but alas, I was not able to go due to conflicts. But speaking of blues, Brian, a very big blues day for me today. Not only are we interviewing a really cool blues artist, but right after this, I'm going to see Samantha Fish play in Columbus with my friend Keith.
Well, awesome. That's awesome, man. I know we've been trying to track her down, so you'll have to give me the full review on that. I've yet to see her. I've seen Anna Popovich. I've seen Joanne Shaw Taylor, so I'd like to see her as well. But yeah, we have a great guest coming up that we've been trying to get to come on here for a while. I think I chatted with her early on when this first started, but we were so fortunate to have on Eliza Neals, originally from Detroit, now living in Jersey City. I certainly enjoyed that because of all the other folks that we know in Jersey City and Brooklyn, she fits right in.
They can have their, speaking of fests, they could have their own blues fest. You get Jane Lee Hooker, you get Rob Cloris, you get Lizzie and the Makers. all these people, of course, Rob's a common factor because he plays with everything.
He knows everybody and everybody knows him.
They can have a pretty kick-ass music festival. We should like harass Rob. We should just like chat him up and say, Rob.
He must know some people, you know, he could put this together.
And he does it. He runs his own studio as well. Like he knows everybody. That would be awesome.
He knows everybody.
That's one way to get me to New Jersey. There's very few ways to get me to New Jersey. That would be one of them.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I could see going to Jersey at some point. But Eliza seems to know a lot of people as well. And she's talked about a lot of musicians that she, you know, a couple of musicians that she came up with that she'll mention and help write some songs. And she certainly seems to know a lot of folks. And she's got a lot of great stories and experience to tell.
Absolutely. She was great to talk to. I'm so glad that she reached back out, I think, to via Twitter or something, and we were able to get this connection set up in a short amount of time. So she snuck in. I'm glad she snuck in, and you'll hear all about it.
And we were fortunate to get her chatting for a little bit longer than originally planned, so we're really grateful for that.
Because of our charm, Brian, right? It's our charm. It enchants people.
We're doing something right. All right, you guys, kick back and relax and listen to our discussion with Eliza Niels.
Well, I'm just a girl, and you know that I look real fine. But I love that man, he drives me out of my mind. He puts his lips to my ear, say what I love to hear what he said. Sugar daddy, I'll be your sugar daddy.
We're here at the guest segment of the podcast. You guys always know I turn this over to Jason to tell you guys, the listeners, who our guest is today. Well, to introduce her, you already know who she is.
Yep, and it's my pleasure to have on today a fabulous blues artist, originally out of my neighbor to the north in Detroit, Michigan, now coming out of Jersey City, New Jersey. We're happy to have on Eliza Niels. How you doing, Eliza?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's real humid here, but I'm still, you know, everything's good. I'm happy to talk to you guys. And how's it going?
Good. We're good.
But all right, cool.
We'd really be interested in hear what your latest, what you got going on with music. And so we have a limited amount of time. Just what you've been doing lately. What's the future for you? What's going on?
Well, I kind of broke into the blues. I'll just do a short synopsis. In 2015, I grew up in Detroit. My mentor was Barrett Strong. He wrote Heard Through the Grapevine, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, I Wish It Would Rain, War, all the hits from Marvin Gaye and the Temptations. So I was his last artist that he worked with after Motown. And we've written over 60 songs together. I went to Wayne State University. I studied music and opera. I played piano. I got my degree in music. I toured Europe in a choir. Long story short, I've always done rock and roll and blues, and just my own brand of blues rock. And while I was going to music school, they told me, stop doing rock and roll. You have to be, if you're studying opera, you have to have a really clear voice. And I told her, no, I'd rather, you know, I did it. I got through, I got my degree, but then I went right back, you know, to the gritty blues. I had to unlearn what I learned. And, you know, I've recorded about 10 albums, all on my own label and Barrett Strong's label. I have my own record label. I produce, I arrange, I'm the band leader. I sing, I play the keyboards, and I put it all together. And so in 2015, I did a blues rock album. I wanted it to be kind of heavy. If you heard of it, it's called Breaking and Entering. And that broke me into the blues. In fact, within 2 weeks, I was on B.B. King's Bluesville Sirius XM in heavy rotation with Breaking and Entering. So you guys should check that out. It is on the hard rock blues side, and it's, you know, I guess they really like the sound. And ever since then, I've been touring and writing, and I've been in heavy rotation on Sirius XM since that day.
Oh yeah, and that was your first record.
And touring. And
touring.
That was my first
with EH Records, right? Who's that, your current label?
Yes, that's my own label. We decided to start our own label and start putting out records. And so It's my own label, yep, and it's an LLC, and that's, we write everything, I, you know, arrange it, produce it, everything, put it together, and I'm blessed to know the best musicians in the world from Detroit. I mean, really, from the East Coast, wherever I meet them, if they're available, I grab them and go in the studio. And my good pal, Mike P., who's my right-hand man who worked with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Insane Clown Posse on the down.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So he's
well, those guys are Detroit or Michigan,
like,
right?
If you can believe it, he does this. Yeah, they're Detroit. So yeah, he got, you know, Billboard number ones with them. So he's on, he's my co-producer on a lot of it. And anyway, he's out of Nashville now, Florida. So it's just been like this. It's been going ever since 2015. You know, I toured UK twice, Spain once, and I'm going back there, and I've just been getting bigger and bigger festivals, like Bradenton Blues Festival, Vera Beach Blues Festival, played Buddy Guy's 3 times, sold out, and I got to do Mystique Blues Festival, asked by the great Mr. Joe Lewis Walker, who's one of my mentors as well, and it's a private island where, like, Mick Jagger lives.
Which I've seen a picture with Mick Jagger, right? You've got a picture posted with Mick Jagger.
Yes. Yeah, that's where I got it. Joe Lewis Walker invited me, and so I've been invited 4 times. And it's a private island in the Grenadines, and they do. And he has a private blues festival there that he asked me to do. And it's amazing. Rick Estrin's been there. Shamika Copeland's been there. I mean, these are the top people in the blues. And I'm just so honored that I've gotten to be invited there 4 times and get to, you know, sing for Mick Jagger while he's dancing, you know.
That sounds terrible. A private island.
It's crazy.
Hanging out with
blues. It's the worst gig.
Yeah,
horrible.
Right?
Horrible.
Terrible weather.
It's the worst gig ever. I mean, terrible weather. You stay in, like, mansion. That's horrifying.
Probably private plane getting there or something, or, you know, nice.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Yeah.
I'm in the wrong business.
The blues. Yeah. I mean, to think that, to go into the blues a little bit, of course, I'm a blues rock singer I pay homage to the real blues singers that came up, like John Lee Hooker,
yep,
Howlin' Wolf, Bessie Smith. I take what they taught me and turn it into what I do, and hopefully, you know, the blues is actually recognizing it as they like it. And I got a Detroit Black Music Award for blues, which is, like, I'm Armenian, so that was a really good thing. So yep, I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting to you is, you're right, like, you sing very traditional blues. Like, it's not rock blues, it's not modern, it's that traditional stuff. And with having an operatic background, I find that interesting how you've moved from doing the opera stuff to actually singing the type of music you're doing now.
Well, I grew up singing the music pretty much with Barrett and with my sisters and doing gigs. It was pretty much what I'm doing now. But I studied opera because I had to get a degree in something. And I go, how hard can it be?
How hard can opera be? Yeah, right. I mean, but Brian, you and I could probably get it.
How hard can it be?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't think it'd be that hard, but it was really hard. But if you can do music, you can probably finagle your way. But it taught me how to breathe, how to sing 5-6 nights a week. And then you take all that information and you kind of detune it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like learning classical guitar and then going back out and playing rock and roll or something like that.
Well, you just answered my question. I was going to say, but
you know what I mean?
What do you bring from opera into blues? Or so I got to think.
Well, I mean, believe it or not, a lot of the old blues people, like Bobby Blue Bland, even Charlie, what's his name? The guy who sings Killing Floor, Elmore James, different mm-hmm. people, they studied music. You'd be surprised. A lot of them were like music majors and stuff like that. They all learned music. So a lot, I've heard a few people have from the blues really know how to sing, like, you know, can do it all. Look at Mariah Carey. She can sing blues. You know, she can sing anything. It's just a feeling. You know what I mean? If you can sing, you can take it out. You can put it pure or you can make it dirty. And hopefully do it in a way that your heart and your soul shines through that tone that you're choosing.
So you tour nationally. You tour nationally. Is there anywhere where you find being surprising that people would be receptive? I mean, I love blues festivals. I'm always looking for something outside of my area. So do you find that they're all kind of the audiences are very similar in how they respond to blues? Or there's some places where it's like more manic or whatever, or more appreciative, or are they all similar?
I think they're all similar. The people who come to blues and blues rock concerts, because everybody's on a blues, there's authentic, you know, really Bobby Rush, for instance, on a bill. And then there'll be someone like me. Of course, there's Buddy Guy, and Buddy Guy comes up and tells me, you know, I love what you're doing, keep doing it. So they see that you're keeping the blues alive. It kind of chose me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the people really love it if it's authentic, if they can feel something from you. Otherwise, it's like with anything, if it's good, they like it. If it's bad, they don't, you know. But most of the time, what I've seen, they go, every state has been overwhelmingly appreciative and phenomenal. Like, we just left Missouri. The people there were great. I'm like, what's Missouri going to be like? But amazing. They just want live music. Yeah.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
I always have the opinion of that blues is like an entity, and we're so fortunate to talk to you. I think a lot of times blues doesn't grow from promotion. It just somehow naturally, it finds the people that should be listening to it. I mean, would that be an accurate take, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are looking for it. So either they're listening to, you know, like something like SiriusXM Bluesville and hearing all the new and the traditional and the older blues. You know, I'm considered modern blues, you'd say. But they're looking for, and then they find you there, and then they search you out, come to your shows, or they just find you like on a college radio station, or they'll find me on your podcast. You know what I'm saying? The people mm-hmm. are searching for it. In fact, I found a guy who just found me. He's like, I just heard you on some college radio station. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Kansas City or something. And they email you, and then they start following you. So I think people are really looking for something authentic.
Yeah, for sure. And it's funny. We connected, I think, through Twitter a couple of weeks ago. And then I swear after that, Eliza, I'm like, I've heard you play on Bluesville many times. Like, it's, you're everywhere once I knew who you were.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, that's good to know. Because, you know, I'm all indie. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like it's really hard to, like, you got to keep up with all this. You know, it takes longer to get into these bigger festivals, and it's hard. But like, when people really, like you, find it and like figure out, wow, I do like that, then, you know, then the ball rolls faster. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we love finding artists and getting them out there to the public, because, you know, your story is very common that we hear is everybody's kind of DIY for their you know, their musical careers now, and everybody needs help with promotion. So it's always good, like, for us to find artists or bands like you and get them out there and help push stuff, because Brian and I just love music and kind of love everything.
That's great. No, I really appreciate it. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and you'd be surprised how many people are going to, you know, I'll share this to everybody. In fact, we're live, but it just, you know, we got to check the live thing. Hi, everybody. You got to check it out. And people really are searching for blues. I mean, blues is like the official American, to me, music, because it is right from our America, you know what I mean? Everybody's from all over the world is copying the sound of the blues and sprouting from blues to blues rock and, you know, hard rock. And look at the Rolling Stones. They're my favorite band of all time. Blues rock. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. All from the blues. So.
And what I like about...
I'm honored to be in it.
Yeah. Well, and what I like about you and your music is you have the traditional, I think, stylings like the vocals and things, but the subject matter is very usually positive and fun. I mean, you have like songs like Take Off Your Pants and stuff like that. Like, it's not like, woe is me.
Right. Take your pants off.
Yeah.
So that was written at a lot live. Somebody was taking, my friend was taking her pants off. And so I just go, that's a funny song. Everybody loves that song. So yeah, I try to keep it positive. I try, there's so much negative stuff going on in the world that I just try to keep everybody having fun. I do some dark love songs, and I do you know, stuff like that, but then I bring it back up. But it's always, we will survive, we will get through it, we'll overcome it. So that's the vibe I'm trying to give you. I'm glad you like it.
Can we talk about the latest single, Candy Store, that's been out since February?
Oh yeah, great song.
Yeah. Candy Store. How can I tell you? It's just a funny song. I was thinking about, you know, Sugar Daddy, that was written by Barrett Strong when he was 17. I asked him if I could rewrite it from a girl's point of view. He said yes. And I did that. And then from Sugar Daddy, Pawn Shop Blues, then came Candy Store. And it's just a double entendre tune, you know, no pep in your patty, no bubble in your yum, no juicy in your fruit, ain't nobody want none. And, you know, love gone bad, and it's funny. And I think people could all just get a laugh out of it and dedicate it to their worst boyfriend or girlfriend.
And again, that's kind of what I like about your music. It is, for being the blues, it's a lot of fun, energetic, positive. It's like, you know, you don't walk out being very sad when you hear it.
Oh, that's good. Well, I love Coco Taylor. And have you go listen to all her stuff Willie Dixon wrote for her to sing? It's hilarious, you know. And I kind of went into that period, you know, period piece. And I go, I'm going to write something like that. The Coco Taylor, if she was alive right now, would be like, hey, I want to sing that. So I went, okay, that's what I'm doing. So I did that, and I recorded it in Detroit with some great musicians, and that's where that came from. Also, Pawn Shop Blues was another one. It's another double entendre kind of tune. Same kind of idea, just wanted to go back to the Coco Taylor and the funny Etta James tunes, you know, that aren't too heavy, but more fun.
So I always love to ask.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I always love to ask our guests, amongst your peers, like, for any other blues artist has been doing this about the same amount of time as you at your level. Who might there be that you have like a good camaraderie vibe with? And we're always hoping to hear about someone that we haven't heard about yet.
Oh, wow. Well, have you heard of King Solomon Hicks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's fabulous. He was in my Sugar Daddy video. He played, he's definitely doing really great. Check him out. Who else? Maybe you don't know. Well, you've heard, I just got to do a gig with three other artists who are huge. Well, like Dana Fuchs, Daniel mm-hmm. and Nicole, Albert Cummings. I was so honored to be on a show with them. That was in Missouri. There's a lot of really up and coming people. I'm trying to just think of who that I could say. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of anyone off the hand, but gosh, I love Sass George. She's been around forever, but she has great stuff on Bluesville. And you know who she is, right? Sass Jordan.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Check her out. You know who that is from the 80s, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
She was doing rock and blues in the 80s. Yeah. Yeah. She's so great. Oh, I like that guy. I like GA20. They're great. I like.
Oh, GA. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Eddie 9B. Oh, Frankie Boy. Check out Frankie Boy. He's my guitar player in the East Coast. Check out Frankie Boy Blues. He's great. He's up and coming. He just, he's starting with his own album and stuff. And he plays with me on the East Coast most of the time. And, you know, is that cool? That's all I can think of right now.
Well, sure. I had a question for you about the musicians you play with. Now, obviously you play keys and do some other things, but you don't play guitar, which is pretty abnormal for a blues artist. So you've got some pretty shredding tunes on your albums. Who's playing guitar for you in the studio and who's touring with you?
Well, gosh, I do play three chords, so I can play the blues on guitar. I
you
just
can do a 1-4-5.
Yes, I can do it. I could actually play a Jesse May Hemphill song because she only played on one note, an E. God bless the poor and hopeless in this land. One note, the whole song. So all I know is, let's see, I hired and I knew Lance Lopez. He's from Supersonic Blues Machine.
Yeah, you know, with our buddy Fab Grossi, yeah.
Yes, I know him. We met online and stuff. So I'm like, come on, get me on something. But Lance played on Queen of the Nile. And he played on Can't Find My Way Home and King Kong off of Battered to the Bone album. And he just shredded. I mean, he was the one I had in mind for that song. A very Stevie Ray Vaughan vibe. Have you heard Queen of the Nile?
Oh, dude, that solo. That's one of the solos I was thinking about when I was bringing this up.
Yeah, we just did, believe it or not, it was like almost one take for that whole song. And I had Peter Keys from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he's from Detroit too. And Jay Bass Cott on bass, and Tim Grogan on drums. And then, of course, Mike P helped me do everything in the studio in Nashville. I set up the groove on the piano. So it was just like magic. It was pure magic. I even wrote one of the verses on the spot. I mean, it was crazy. It's something happens sometimes when everything is going correct. Sometimes, you know, some lightning strikes and you get to just go, okay, just overdub this little bit and we're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I watched the video too. It looks like everybody's kind of in the studio playing, or at least that's what it looks like. You know, from the edit and the video, it's great. Your cover of Can't Find My Way Home is awesome. Are you a fan of like Traffic and Steve Winwood or?
Yeah, Blind Faith did that.
Oh, Blind Faith. Sorry, yeah. Damn it. So I knew Steve Winwood was involved in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's one of the first songs that my sister Valerie's like, you have to sing this song. And she used to make me like listen to it and learn it. And we used to do like gigs in Detroit. Both my sisters and I, we would sing and we would do that song. So it's a song that's always followed me. And every time I do it, it's like a prayer at the end of the show. Everybody knows it pretty much. And it kind of just sets the pace of like, you know, peace, love, the whole thing. It's just so beautiful, that song. And I always wanted to record it. So why not ask Lance Lopez to play on it?
Well, he's great. It's nice too, because Steve Winwood played the piano and sang kind of like you do. So it's a very similar kind of match.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of goes, right? Thank you.
Yeah. And it's a great, I mean, you just have a great voice to cover that song.
Thank you. That's so nice of you. I mean, look, I've been, you know, it's, you got to sing what touches you, and hopefully what touches me touches you. And that's you know, that's what we're trying to do. That's the whole thing. And you got to find those magic songs, and it's all about the song. That's what I was told and taught by Mr. Barrett Strong. Everything starts with the song. And if you can't, you know, if you don't have a good song, it's going to be really hard to like touch anybody.
Absolutely. And speaking of touching a bunch of people, let's segue into more music festivals. So this August, early August, you're coming to Ohio. You're playing the Big Bend Blues Bash in Pomeroy. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And by the way, Brian, our buddies in Mojo Thunder are playing Friday night in the local establishment as part of that.
Nice.
Awesome. Oh, great. Yeah, it's a great, I did it once before. It's right on the water there. It's well attended. It's a very busy, full, fun day of music, 2 days, I think. And we just go up there. I'm bringing some people from Detroit. Musicians I've known forever are coming with me. On that one, I have Joe Stanley on guitar. And I have Eugene McBride on drums. He's fantastic. Let's see, who else do I have? I'm pretty sure, Johnny Abraham on bass. And I'll be doing keys. And I have a B3 player. I'm not sure who yet.
B3. I'm going to try to get out there. Yeah. It's a couple hours from me. And it's weird because Pomeroy is like nowhere.
It's like we were driving down the road to get there. I'm like, where are we? There's like one bar. There's like two bars on that street. That's it.
And I think the poll is, who was in Jefferson Airplane, the guitar player?
Paul Kantner. Yorma?
Are we still alive?
Yorma, thank you. He lives there. And I think he started this. And I think he does a rock and roll camp down in Pomeroy with musicians show up and play. And I think that's how this whole thing began.
Okay. Very cool. I know Phil Olinger started it. He's a guitar guy. And amps. He does amps. Like really, really great amps, guitar amps and stuff. So it's a great festival. I know Blood Brothers, Albert Castilla goes on after with Mike Zito. If he can make it, he's going through some stuff right now, but sending prayers out to Mike Zito and his wife. And we love ya. And hopefully, you know, he'll be at Blood Brothers or going on, I guess, after us. So.
Yeah, I think Philip Sace is playing as
They're
well.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, Philip is, we've heard that name many times. Are you familiar with him?
No, Philip who?
Sace, S-A-Y-C-E.
Sounds like sauce. I'm going to definitely check
kind
him
of
out.
Philip Sauce.
Philip Sauce, I'm going to check
Philip it. Sauce, Philip Sauce. I know, but it looks interesting. I'm going to see if I can't get down there and drive through God's country to get down there and see what's going on. Especially because I feel, Brian, we got to see Mojo Thunder and we have to see Eliza at this point. They've both been on here.
You have to. I have t-shirts. I'm going to have my jean jackets. I fringe them all out. They're really cool. I got merch. I got some vinyl. I'll show you guys here. See?
Well, that's I'll me. Bring it's you one of our Greg shirts. Allman.
Yeah, let's trade. Bring me a small because I cut them.
Okay. There, that's the right way. It's navy with our logo on it.
Okay, yeah, I love it.
We'll do some trading.
Yeah, that sounds good. So I have vinyl. I have so much. I have CDs, Battered to the Bone, and all that stuff. So I'm getting trucker hats. I just don't have them yet.
Well, the trucker hats are cool. I got one from our buddy Ace Von Johnson to help support his pit bull rescue stuff that he does. Mm-hmm. They don't fit my head right, but I'll buy them for a good cause.
Okay. Where are you guys right now?
Brian?
I'm in
where?
Fargo, North Dakota. I'm in the upper Midwest.
And you're in Brooklyn?
No, I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, you're Ohio. Okay, great. Well, let's see, who else do I know in Columbus? I don't know.
It's not a great local music town. Christopher Bentley. Christopher Bentley.
Do you know him? He plays B3. He's great. I tried to get him, but he's got another gig.
The Fargo Blues Fest is coming up, and King Solomon Hicks, GA20, and Mike Zito and Albert Castellia will be there. So
that's who I named all of them.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to go see them for sure.
Well, sounds like you need to get out to Fargo. It sounds like it's happening with the blues scene.
I got to get there. Yeah, do you know anyone? Send them an email that say you want to see Eliza Neal's. I'll definitely send them one too. But emails coming from other people always helps. You know what I mean?
Have you ever played at Bayfront Blues Festival in Duluth, Minnesota?
No.
No.
Okay. I'd like to get on that too. I got to get, it's so hard. It's so difficult. When you're going up against the machine of these record labels, it's kind of difficult, but I will get there. It just takes more time, but I'm breaking through different ones, Florida ones. Finally got on the Vero Beach and the Bradenton. Those are two, both pretty, which one? Oh yeah, the Boogie. I was on the one in New Hampshire, White Mountain Boogie and Blues. That was really great. So I've been on a lot of festivals. You have to check my past shows, but there are a few I have to still get, so. I'll be on those soon.
Yeah, we'll definitely look forward to it. If you get down around Bradenton again, I will send my folks down to see you who live in that area. My dad's a huge blues fan. I think you would really love your stuff.
All right. Yeah. Bring them down. Tell them to come down. That's December 1st, I believe. Yeah.
That's a perfect time to be in that part of Florida.
What? Oh, yeah. I told you guys that I produce and write. I told you all that. Look, if Don was said to me, I'm going to help you produce, I would not say no.
So, Don, if you're listening, you're probably listening. You heard Eliza. Contact her.
I've been trying to get him. He actually hangs out in Detroit a lot. So, really? Come on, Don. Let's do one.
Don?
Yeah, he's from there.
Who is, in your opinion, the greatest Detroit musical artist of all time?
Oh gosh, it's gotta be Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I was gonna say it's
the best voice ever.
Greatest.
There's no one
voice
who can touch it.
Nobody.
Forget about it. Try to sound like it. You don't.
You cannot. Sorry. You cannot emulate her. But it's Detroit's had so many good musical acts that have come.
Oh, yeah.
I think Aretha's number one.
Yeah. She's number one. And everyone from Motown, come on. The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, the Supremes. Then you got George Clinton. Then you can go over to the soul category. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Well, even rock, like Bob
Seger. You got
Seger.
Blues, you got John Lee Hooker. Bob Seger, yeah, Mitch Ryder. That's blues rock. It's really, really magical place for music. And so when I heard all these people coming up, I put my own thing together and here we are right now, It's what I grew up hearing. You know, the churches and the sit-ins, the blues sit-ins, the jazz sit-ins, the 5 days a week singing and every club down Woodward Avenue. It's crazy.
What is the
ton
most happening, I guess, music club right now in Detroit? Like if Brian and I were to head to Detroit and we want to go hear some great original artists play, where would you send us?
The best original place to hear music in Detroit. Wow. Would be, well, it's changed a bit. It used to be downtown. You could go to a blues jam and hear some great stuff, Soup Kitchen and places like that. Now you'd have to hit, Caju Cafe has a lot of great original, a lot of blues though. You'd have to go to New Wave. That used to be a really New Wave bar in Ferndale. That was a great dive bar to hear great bands. You could go to PJ's Lager House. That probably, it just got sold. Unfortunately, that was the best place to hear new bands. But there's so many different places that are popping up here and there. So I would say go to a festival. Like, the best festival to hear really great music is Arts Beats and Eats. And that's the end of August, beginning of September. And I usually play that one. If you go, there's like four or five stages. You can hear great bands that whole night. All Detroit bands.
Sounds amazing.
It's amazing. You got to hit that.
My kids will be shipped off to college then, so I just may have the free time to be able to do that.
Oh, my God. You'd love it. And that shout out to John Witts, if you're listening. I'm promoting Arts, Beats, and Eats. I do it every... I've been in that festival since the 2000s. I was one of the first people that broke it open, you know, so it's great. They've got so many people, and it's just nonstop. And then there's they bring in people like, you know, like Journey or something, you know, on another stage.
Right.
Like Three Dog Night or something. Yeah.
So a little bit for everybody.
It's cool. Yeah, a little bit for like classic rock people, a little bit for blues. They got, each stage is different. It'll be jazz. One is a blues stage. One's an R&B stage. One's a country stage. So it's got you all covered.
Got everything covered. And is there an Insane Clown Posse stage?
No.
What are the Insane Clown Posse people called?
Juggalos.
And they wear white makeup. And my friend Mike, who like produced like 13 top hits for them, is, you would never even, if you looked at him, you're like, wait, what? You did what? You're like, looks like somebody right out of Nashville. Like, what are you doing? But they're just, you know, it's music. It's all
music.
Yeah,
art is art. Music is music. Producer, that's what you do.
Yeah, I'm not judging it. They made tons of money, so whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the,
you know, to each
what
their
you're
own.
Trying to do. Be successful, you know?
Yeah, you got to at least make a living, you right? know, and not kill anybody. Yeah, that's my motto. Do not hurt anybody. And make some money so you can pay your bills and try to spread a good message. That's what I try to do.
And always be positive and write songs about taking off articles of clothing.
That's always good. You can't offend anybody. I mean, I sang that on the island of Mystique, and like, I thought I was going to offend everybody, and they were so happy. That turned out to be their favorite song of the whole thing.
Of course. It's super catchy. And of course, the theme, like, you know what I mean? It provides a very good visual. Like, it is, that's the one that really sticks with you.
Yeah, and like all these people wear their really cute, you know, boxers and stuff, so they could show off their cute boxers and took off their pants. So it was a whole big thing.
I feel like if I get down to this Big Bend Blues Fest, I'm gonna have to prepare accordingly for that song to be played.
Yeah, because you might win some free vinyl if you partake. I always have a gift.
A gift for the whoever gets their pants off.
Yes.
If you could go out on tour and perform with one artist right now, who would you pick?
Oh, well, probably Buddy Guy. I mean, Buddy Guy is the best in the business. He's a legend. And I got to perform with him twice at his club. Mm-hmm. And I just think doing a whole tour with him would be insane. And yeah. Of course, who else? Rolling Stones. Who wouldn't?
You could kill
right
some of those backing vocals for like Gimme Shelter or some other things. They should have you come up and sing with them.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I'll keep sending little subliminal messages to Mick when I see him.
Does he get up?
Yeah,
we'll
email
him.
You
know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I met. Yeah,
he got a great picture.
After I met him, Yeah, I whispered something in his ear. I have no idea what I said. It was all like, I don't even know. I couldn't even believe I was talking to him.
Does he get up and crazy. Sing at these things?
No, hell no, 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 no,
really?
No. Nope, he doesn't. Yeah, he just it's his getaway place to be, like relaxing. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so we do all the entertaining.
You're just, and well, he's the audience.
Yeah, he's in the audience. So I'm writing a song called Band in Jackson, because I was banned from a music festival, a blues festival. Believe it or not, who thought you could get banned from a blues festival? Well, I'm the first, probably.
Well, how did that happen?
Are you going to ask me why?
Yeah, I just did.
Yes, of course. Were people taking off their pants?
There was some trouble. No, I had on a mini dress, like classic mini dress from the 70s. And the lady in charge didn't think I had anything under it, which I did, of course. And so she didn't like that. And she's like, oh, I'm banned for life, when I called back to rebook myself, because the crowd was going crazy and they loved my singing. And then the clothes were second, of course. And she's on the band for life list. She didn't have anything on under her dress. So I have a new song coming out called Band in Jackson, and you'll hear it soon.
Is it Jackson, Mississippi? Is that where it was?
No, in Michigan, believe it or not.
Michigan.
Michigan.
What?
And I have nothing against the place, and I have nothing against the people, but this one woman chooses to discriminate what you wear, which is ridiculous. It's a blues concert, and no one was complaining, so... Mm-hmm. There it is. I'm your first.
I would never think Michigan was prudes.
Oh, me either. So this is, I guess they've had problems with this person before. And of course I wear shorts under it.
Of course, right? You're up on stage.
And how could you, how would you know? How would you know anyway?
That's what I was wondering.
Like, is there a camera? Is there what are those things called?
It sounds like jealousy to me.
They fly, they kill you. It's something's going on. I'm not saying anything. Yeah. There's a drone at a blues concert. Yeah.
One that flies really low instead of really high.
Right. It flies low, takes pictures.
It's a drone with the mirror.
So yeah. It's ridiculous. Oh yeah, unban Eliza Neels. Go ahead, do it. I give you permission.
We're gonna hashtag when we put this episode out everywhere. That's gonna be the hashtag for it.
Okay, I don't mind. Is that okay with you, Jake? Unban Eliza Neels. Do it, he says.
Who is Jake? Who is this mystery voice we keep hearing?
H-E Jakey. He's just somebody behind the scenes. He's a mystery.
He helps. He's the voice. He's the voice behind the curtain.
Yeah, he's like the great Oz, behind the curtain, like Dorothy. I'm Dorothy. He's Oz. Did I stump you?
Well, I kept hearing a background voice. I'm like, I wonder who that is. Like, who's talking?
Yeah, about? Yeah. That's him. So, So, unban Eliza Neels, banned in Jackson's coming soon. Also I have another single coming out probably in a couple months, and then a new album for the new year.
That's what I was going to ask. So you've
had always writing.
Okay, single came out. You've got a couple more coming. So you're aiming for this to be on a full EP, LP?
Yes. Yeah. Probably a couple singles, and then they'll all be on the LP for the new year.
So that EH Records.
That's the plan.
EH Records is your label. Do you have other artists on there?
Not yet. Right now, it's just me, because you need a ton of money to promote and do all this work. So as soon as I feel like, oh my gosh, we, made our first million, I'll sign some people.
Fair enough.
Just how does that sound?
That sounds right. I mean, and then you've got an in with us. Come on, talk about all the bands and artists that you're signing.
That's right. That's right. At least a couple more. I'll have my eye on. But yeah, why not? If I'm making enough money to do it, I will.
And what other festivals are you going to be hitting up here in the summer here coming up?
I got Long Branch Blues and Jazz in Jersey. It's right on the beach there. Papa Chubby goes on after me.
And he helped produce one of your records, right?
Yeah, he did Sweet or Mean. Have you heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's Pawn Shop Blues. That's the one Pawn Shop Blues is from. Check that one out.
Okay. Do you do more festivals, or do you kind of mix it up with the solo stuff and festivals?
Well, mostly festivals in the summer, and then during the winter, a couple, of course, that one, Mystique Island is in January. And then, I've done different events, different things during the winter as well. It's all on my website. I can tell you, I've done a lot of stuff. It's all on my website. I can't remember exact names right now, but, I'll do like famous clubs in that state. You know, that I have to be seen and let my music be heard. Fans are asking, you know, come here, come there. So I try to do that, like the most well-known blues, you know, like Chan's and Woonsocket. People go hear blues there. Then you go to Buddy Guy's in Chicago. I'm trying to get out to the Rhythm Room in Phoenix. That's going to be next. And I was out in Vegas. I played... there, and I'm trying to get into that big blues vendor with my friend Jimmy Carpenter. He's really cool. He's trying to get me in there. So, you know, little by little, I'm making waves on my own label, and it's all good.
A two-part question for you. What is your favorite place to currently play? Like, you feel the most comfortable, you just love the vibe, and what is your, like, bucket list venue to play?
My favorite venue would be Buddy Guy's in Chicago. Because you go in and they treat you great. They're so nice. It's a family-run business. Greg Guy's there. And, a lot of his, Jeff. And they're so nice. And they treat you great. And the audience is, like, I had three standing room only shows there. So I'm really grateful. And it's just a phenomenal vibe. You feel like you're... really on another planet. There's so many people from all over the world that go to Buddy Guy's. So you'll have people from Argentina and, you know, Japan, China. You'll have people from all over the world at different tables, and everybody's united in the blues. That's what's so great about it. My bucket list, I'd say, would be, I would love just to keep touring the world. You know, seeing more of the world, like Greece, Italy, France. I haven't been there yet, so I like to do some festivals there. And I toured the UK and like Vienna and Wales and all that when I was at Wayne State doing opera and stuff. But I want to go back doing blues, my blues rock stuff. That would be great. What else? I think. That's it. See, I just want to see all the places I've never been and go there, you know, performing.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Back to Spain in February. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's just like, you never could, like, if anyone's listening, if you're listening, don't give up, because you never know when you're going to get that really cool gig or that big break. And like me in 2015, I just went a little more to the left and put out a bluesier album and, you know, got on Sirius XM. Like, I've been on the radio ever since. So I'm so grateful to that. And then, like, doing all these amazing festivals, singing on private islands and all these horrible gigs, you know?
It's hard to write sad songs when that's your experience.
I mean, they're not all great. I mean, look, those are, I must have done something right, right? But yeah. I don't know, there's also like on the road, you run into those gigs that are like, oh my God, what am I doing here? But you came to play, like my friend Lenny Bradford always says, we came to play, and you just do it. You keep on moving.
Hey, before we wind up here, where did you play in Vegas? I'm just wondering, because my wife and I go there, you know, a couple, two, three times a year, and I'm always trying to find a good blues club.
Oh, go to the Sand Dollar.
Okay.
It's in, what's that place, Sand Dollar? Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
They have blues there and rock. Check out the Sand Dollar. Yep.
Okay.
It's really cool. It's a nice place. Yeah, check it out. And whenever you guys are around and you see me coming, please come. I'd love to meet you both, too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We got to do some merch trading. And before we let you go and kind of close it out, I need to know from you.
Okay.
What is a guilty pleasure song or artist for you?
Guilty pleasure?
Who would we be surprised to hear that you like or listen to?
What's that girl that sings what's my guilty pleasure? You probably know better than me. let me think. It's got to be something. It's not really guilty. Bruno Mars, is that guilty? I love him. Let's see, who else? I love Snoop Dogg. That's not guilty. I think that's good. I don't know if I have a secret one. I really love a lot of different music. Maybe ABBA. I love ABBA.
ABBA's a good one.
I love
Bread.
Yeah, band Bread.
You know, yeah.
How about Bread? That's a good
one. We'll take Bread. My dad was
that one. And Meatloaf.
Yeah. Meatloaf.
Bread, Meatloaf. I love Meatloaf. I love Journey. I love all 80s rock. I love all classic rock. I mean, I love America, that song, America. I love a lot of music. So give it all to me. If it's good, I'll listen to it. I love Neil Young. Who else? Ricky Lee Jones. Who else can I say? I like Rihanna. Umbrella, Ella. Mm-hmm. Sia. I love Sia's songwriting. I love her songwriting. It's great. And I think that's good.
You're just a general music fan.
I am. Don't forget Black Sabbath.
Heavy blues, right? They are a very much blues inspired band. They just took it to a heavy
Dio
area.
That voice, Dio, hello.
Is that the best voice in rock and roll history, you think?
I would say so, yeah. And of course, Bad Company, his voice. Oh,
Paul Rogers, man, geez, Pete, yes. Right? Free, Bad Company, all that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a voice stickler, so I know the best voices like that ring off in my ear, you know what I mean? So you give me some great vocals like Bonnie Raitt, Aretha Franklin, and I could listen all day, Marvin Gaye.
How about Bonnie Raitt winning a Grammy last year and like really bringing some attention back to blues artists?
It sure did. She's never gone anywhere. I mean, she's been one of my favorites. It's one of the reasons I went into the kind of veered to the left and wrote some more. So I wrote a song, in fact, for her that I'm putting out, and hopefully she'll hear it and want to cover it now that she can hear me on the radio. I can't say the title. You'll hear it. You'll hear about it, I hope. But yeah, I wrote a song with Barrett Strong for Bonnie Raitt. So she's one of those voices I always listen to and learn from.
Yeah. A good player. Well, good guitar player.
Yeah. She's great.
The slide. Yeah, that's a good one for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, it looks phenomenal. Eliza is a fan of everything, which is good because even though that Brian and I host a blues and Southern rock podcast, we are indeed fans of all music. So where do we send fans of music, particularly blues music, to go find out more about you, where you're playing, get your merch, buy some albums?
Just go to my website, ELIZANEALS.com. Everything's there. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Eliza Neals rocks, just Eliza Neals, and you'll find me on all three social medias. But website takes you, you can get everything from my website.
You heard it, everybody. Go to the website, follow her on her social medias. Are you doing the TikTok thing or no?
No, I haven't done TikTok yet.
Yes,
yet.
Okay. All right, solidarity in that. There we go.
Yeah, no TikTok. I don't want anyone like, calling me up from like, you know, some, I don't know. I don't want my information out there, but they probably already have all my information anyway. So whatever.
Whatever.
As long as they buy my stuff.
Well, you
as
heard
long
it.
As they buy it, maybe I will do TikTok.
I mean,
I don't know.
A lot of people are into that, you know, and it seems to be a thing, and then they post over to Instagram with the reels. Or I see a lot of people like post to Instagram using TikTok.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten there yet. Like, I just feel like, okay, maybe I will. But I hear things good and bad about it, so I just don't know. So we'll keep it where I have it right now.
Keep
so
it
you can
where
find
you
me just
it.
Pretty much anywhere. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, go to her website, follow her on social medias. Brian, over to you.
Well, thank you so much to Eliza Niels for joining us on the podcast. We'd love to have you back on anytime. We wanted you to be on for a long time, and we finally were able to make this happen. So thank you so much, Eliza.
Thank you both. And I'll let you know when I have those singles ready. Okay. And we'll,
yeah, please.
I will. Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you to Eliza Niels for coming on. Get Eliza on band in Jackson.
Yeah. Hashtag unband Eliza unband. In Jackson or whatever we're going to call that. We're going to start that campaign. So she could go. I thought when she said Jackson, she was going to say like Jackson, Mississippi. And then our buddy David Hudson from State of America lives in Jackson. I was going to try to connect some people if it was Jackson, Mississippi, but no, it's Jackson, Michigan of all places.
Jackson, Michigan, yes. And hard to believe that somebody would be, well, maybe not hard to believe with some folks, but offended by a specific kind of dress. That's a little crazy story we got from her.
It is. And we didn't have time to do our lightning round, but we got sort of the tour story, Brian, that we like to ask, but you got banned for supposedly wearing a dress that was too short with nothing underneath it.
Allegedly nothing underneath, but unless there was a low flying drone to prove such things.
That's what we joked about. But I dig her stuff. She's got the classic blues vocals, but with modern sensibilities. Really love the cover we talked about, which wasn't Traffic, which was Blind Faith, Jason, but it was still Steve Winwood. Just some really, really good tunes. When I found out she was coming on, I really dug into her catalog, and I really like it.
And, you know, when she mentioned being so fortunate to play with Buddy Guy, of course, I thought of Leilani right away. So it's very cool to see these young gals, you know, getting up there and doing their craft with Buddy Guy. That's got to be quite the, probably can't put it into words.
How amazing it must be. But there are YouTube videos of both Eliza playing there and then obviously with Leilani. So if you liked what you heard from Eliza, she has a ton of live performances on YouTube.
Yeah, and then I got to find out about the Sand Dollar in Las Vegas. If you're there and you want to check out some blues. So that was very, very cool.
So you're going to go next time you guys hit Vegas, you and your wife, and you're going to like report back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to report back tonight because I'm going to, as I mentioned in the intro, seeing Samantha Fish. Same club. I just saw Faster Pussycat. It's a really cool rock club. So not only am I excited to see her play for the first time, but I'm excited to go back to this venue.
And I'm excited to hear all about that. So always remember, Southern rock is reverent, blues is blood. We'll see you next time on band Eliza Niels from Jackson.
No pep in your patty, no bubble in your yum, no juice in your fruit, ain't nobody want none. No ice in your cream, no jelly in your ranch, no chalky in your brownie, no lift in your pants. I say now, ain't nobody. Lights are dim, the floors are dirty, ain't never going back in. Bribing me with treats, ain't gonna work this time. Word on the street, you better check on that side.